Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Dr. Kate Pola Brooks, the author of the upcoming book, Sacred Relationships, Psychology for the Soul. Dr. Brooks is a forensic naturopathic physician assisting people with physical rehabilitation as well as quantum level emotional energetic resolutions. Wow. So welcome, Dr. Brooks.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we are happy to have you. And my first question, when I was looking through your information, I thought, sacred relationships, what does it mean for a relationship to be sacred?
Well, I would say the premise is that all our relationships are sacred, whether we're relating to Mother Earth, the celestial, or each other. And along the path of figuring out what relationship was meant to be and how we could think about it in new terms and how we could get this male-female dynamic in place and what do you do with that relationship between parents and children and so on. You know, it just became clear that relationship was so fundamental. It's the thing that drives our time on Earth. And I wanted to really explore that and bring clarity to it.
And why is it so important if you're in relationships, whatever relationship, like you said, it could be with Mother Earth, with your children, with a significant other. Why is it important to pursue a sacred relationship? How do you know if it is sacred? What are the elements of a sacred relationship?
I think that we could say the first sacred relationship is with oneself. And in getting that correct, we begin to be able to assess more clearly where we are in relationship with anyone or anything else. And in order to get our relationship corrected with ourselves, we have to start. We have to build a foundation. And that foundation, to me, would be to recognize that we're actually known and loved. We are not isolated beings. Not only just here on Earth, obviously, we've got people all around us, but rather in the more spiritual sense, we are known and we are loved. And we have to come to some kind of understanding about that so that we can know and love ourselves. A very basic precept, know thyself, that we've heard forever, but we don't really understand how to get there. And certainly that's one of the big reasons that I wanted to write the book was I felt that none of us really had a great map for that one. Secondly, to recognize that living on the planet is a workshop. It's not an art gallery. It's not about everything being perfect and pristine and every relationship being just wonderful. It's rather about that we learn through our relationships. So they're all sacred in that respect. Even if they're not ones that we want to continue on with, but there's something in those relationships coming into our life path that is meant to be a learning curve for us. And if we look at it and reflect upon it from the inside and say, what is it I need to know so that I can better form mutuality in relationship, then we have a good underpinning for building the beginnings of sacred relationship. In the book, we outline a number of different ways that we're in relationship with others. And it's very important to understand ourselves in terms of these, that we are a guardian to the earth and to everyone who lives upon it. We are a benefactor toward every other human being. We are a defender and educator toward all who are younger than we are. We are a mentor to all ages. We are the helpmate to anyone we engage in marriage or very special intimate relationship with. And we are a supplicant before the celestial. however one may view that. And when we begin to look at all these different parts, we begin to see they are sacred. They are so unique and so special. And yet every one of us is engaged in that same process.
And what are some of the mistakes that you find people make within their relationships?
I think probably the primary one is not realizing that until we connect with ourselves, we're not going to be able to reconnect with others in mutually beneficial ways. And I think the first thing to do on that front is learn how to be self-honest without being self-deprecating. And really finding that in working through that process, we begin to see the humanity not only of ourselves, but of everyone else that we deal with. Secondly, learning the art of consultation. Consultation is not, it's kind of giving up that I'm right, you're wrong, or, oh, I'm wrong, and how could I have been so wrong, and getting down on ourselves. It's not about that. It's about everybody being free to put their thoughts, their ideas, their understandings on the table. And then we can see clearly what will build a strong mutual base amongst us. And thirdly, it's to foster the qualities and attributes in our own characters that make us better human beings. Tolerance, gratefulness, courage, honor, humility, and humor. You know, there's just an unending list of those qualities, and we're responsible for those. So I think those are some of the areas that people kind of forget. They think that problems in our understanding of relationship come from outside. If only other people would be just perfect, then we wouldn't have any problems. But the reality is we're going to continue to have, you know, stepping stones of growth and understanding. And the more we understand those stepping stones, the better we're going to be at forming sacred relationships.
Well, Dr. Brooks, you've given us so many wonderful things to marinate on and think about. And, of course, your book, upcoming, going to be available, Sacred Relationships, Psychology for the Soul. Our listeners can learn more about you and the book at your website, which is drkatebrooks.com. And that is D-R-Kate, K-A-T-E, Brooks. B-R-O-O-K-S, drkatebrooks.com. So I would love to thank you again for being here with us today, Dr. Brooks.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I've enjoyed it and I appreciate it.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit jenningswire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.